Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God. We have again reached the times and seasons where we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know there are pretty interesting times that we're living in. We know that some of these days there's going to be an interesting evacuation from this planet, but in the meantime, we need to keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Today I will be teaching on this subject. There are many people who are confused today. They don't know what's around the corner. They don't know what to do anymore. And I have heard there are quite a few people that are at the end of their ropes with all the stuff that we're seeing going on. Well, one thing I can encourage you to do, and that is to turn to Jesus Christ for salvation. For he's the only one that'll never leave you nor forsake you and will keep you as the apple of his eye. We know that as we get closer to the end, we'll have these incredible, strange things happening. The Bible teaches us as we get closer to the end, we will see earthquakes, we will see nations roaring. That's what we're seeing. And we'll see the signs of the times escalating. So he tells us, when you see these things come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And today I will teach on this Christmas message, but before I get into it, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth of the signs of the times. I thank you, God, for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message and bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In Luke chapter 2 in verse 8, the Bible teaches us this. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, that shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and good will towards men. As the angels saw, as the shepherds saw the angels appearing, so one day the Lord Jesus Christ himself will appear unto them that love him. The shepherds did not expect him. They knew that someday the Messiah would come, but they did not expect it this way. So they were incredibly surprised, and they went and found the Lord Jesus Christ exactly as the angel said it would be. And here is something that I want you to think about. God brings us goodwill. He wants us to understand that we need to rejoice and to be at peace because of what Jesus did when he came 2,000 years ago. That was the message. The message was, we are declaring this baby Jesus in a manger that is born. But what he's going to do, he's going to bring the good to the peoples of this planet. And what was the good that Jesus brought? It was salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ through the finished work of the cross. Many today do not believe in that, and we can see it all around us. People are turning away from the teachings of Christianity. They're turning to evolution. It's unbelievable what we have experienced in the last 60 to 70 years. People simply turning away from God because of what they've been taught in school and how things are going and the way things are going. But God still is picking out people everywhere. Those who will heed the call, them he will have with him for the rest of eternity in the portals of glory. They will be at home with him, and it's not too far from now. It tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 18, For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. So here is how we see things turning out. The preaching of the cross is to us who believe in God. It is the power of God. But to the unbelievers, those who reject it, it is complete foolishness. And I have preached it over and over. People who reject God, they are given over to a reprobate mind. The foolishness that they're into, it's unbelievable. We can see that in what is happening today. The foolishness of the governments, of the laws they pass. It seems like there is no end to that foolishness. And here is why. It is because they count the blood of Jesus foolishness. Then God steps away and gives them over to a godless mind. That means God is not interfering with their thoughts. He's not stopping them from thinking these things. And thus Satan comes in and gives them those foolish ideas that they are all into. So we need to understand the preaching of the cross is the start to get righteousness, to get wisdom. The beginning of wisdom is fearing God. But those who say there is no God, that's where foolishness starts. That's when they become fools. The Bible says, it clearly teaches us. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. So this is what the angels of God said. Jesus will bring peace and goodwill to men, but there's going to be people who are going to reject that goodwill and will turn to Satan, to satanic teachings, and will forever be separated from God for the rest of eternity. But to us that are saved, the Bible teaches us the preaching of the cross is our power, and we need to understand that. We have nothing except for the cross of Calvary. The Apostle Paul made it simple. It's not my righteousness, it's the righteousness of God that has been placed into me. So we as believers need to preach that. Many Christians are into laws, rules, and regulations. They don't see that they are powerless, that they are hopeless without Christ. They seem to think that somehow they will help God in their salvation. No, we don't need help. The cross of Calvary has brought us salvation, and we cannot improve that. It's through the blood of Calvary that we have become the children of the living God. And as we will get closer to the end, we will see incredible things happening. I believe the power of God is going to be unleashed on this planet. Before that great and terrible day of judgment, God still wants a harvest that he will bring in the end times. We have the latter rains and we have the former rains. The first rains were poured out at the day of Pentecost, but the latter rains are now being ready to be getting ready to be poured out because it's time for harvest. In that, we have to look at the harvest times in Israel, where they had a rain, then they planted. That was in King David's time. And then there was a drought-like condition until the head started to appear. And then they had the latter rains, an outpouring. And that's where
a great harvest was gathered in because the rains came right on time. And I believe that is what's going to happen in those last days, an outpouring of God's Spirit. And here is how it'll happen. In Acts chapter 2 in verse 17, it tells us, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in these days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." So people will be telling about this great God, this great salvation plan in the last days. They will do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. They will see visions and have dreams. God will speak to them personally. I hear of lots of testimonies coming from the Muslim countries where God is pouring out his Spirit on these people, where the gospel is not allowed to be preached. So what does God do? He appears to them in visions and dreams where they see and hear Jesus talking to them about the great salvation. And many, many, many are turning to Christ. And I see something very interesting happening here in this country. As we are being shut down, I believe if God does not intervene, we will not be allowed to preach this gospel over the airwaves or over any news media, just like in China. But by the grace of God, that is not going to be allowed. We will still be able to preach this gospel all the way to the end. That is what I'm decreeing and praying for. By the grace of God, God will keep us all the way to the end. So there is still going to be a place here in North America from where the gospel can still be preached. Because I kid you not, in many countries, the gospel is being shut down. Why? It is the enemy of Satan. The cross of Calvary is the enemy of Satan, and he's doing all he can to shut down the voices that are proclaiming that gospel. And by the grace of God, it's not going to happen here in Canada or in North America, in the States. So we need to pray for that. We need to stand in the gap. We need to look up and seek our God for this freedom that we have. Because if we do not, then this could be very well taken away from us. So let us open our hearts to the Lord. Let us open our hearts to him while it is time. A year ago, if I would have been seeing what I am seeing now, if I would have told people, people would have thought I am crazy. But it's here now. We see all this stuff going on that we're seeing. And I believe God is telling us, this is no joke. This is going to come one of these days. I believe this, all this stuff is going to be pushed back. The New World Order, the One World Government, I believe that's going to be pushed back. But we need to understand God is trying to open our hearts and our minds to the truth of what is happening. He's telling us right now, pay attention. This is for real. The enemy is at work. And God is allowing this to happen so that we'll come out of our sleep and stop worshiping the idols of today and turn to Jesus, because he is coming back for his bride very shortly. So let the Lord open your heart to these incredible truths. We are fast running out of time. Give your life and heart to Jesus today, for he is willing that none perish. Amen.
O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining far through shadows dim. giving the life for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of life, guiding the pilgrims through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn, into the land of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star.
Give us a lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of grace for the redeemed, the good and the blessed, yonder in glory is one.
Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star.
Give us the lamp to light the way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
In James chapter 5 in verse 7, it tells us, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain. Be you also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." The Bible teaches us to be patient. Things will work out nicely, because in the end we're all going to be with the Lord in the portals of glory. Since I have been a Christian, I have studied this subject on the latter rains, and I believe the latter rains are going to be poured out very shortly, and they are already starting. God will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. People will start to see and understand that God is real. For those of you parents who have been praying for your children, don't lose hope. If you have taught your children about God when they were young, they will begin to see the seriousness of the situation. They will see the signs of the times, because God is going to start moving. So I want to encourage you. The latter rains are going to be poured out. I will explain to you how it works. And I have heard different teachers teaching the same thing. Because in the Old Testament, you can see the pattern of how it's going to take shape in the latter days, in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, when the children of Israel were in the Promised Land, they had a time of harvest, a time of planting. When they planted their crops, after the planting, they would receive a rain, a good soaking rain, which would germinate the crops. Then they had drought-like conditions. They had a few rains until the harvest started to go into head, until the plants started to go into head. For those of you who are farmers will understand. Then they got an incredible rain, a soaker, which was called the latter rains. And then that brought in an incredible harvest. And that is exactly what will happen. God has already sent the early rains at the day of Pentecost. That started off the church age. And we've seen some different rains throughout the church age. And we've seen some droughts. But now we're coming to the end. And we will see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like you've never seen before. The Bible teaches us people will be preaching. There's going to be signs and wonders and miracles and all sorts of things. I've heard preachers say that they expect over a billion people turn to Jesus in those latter rains. Yes, that's going to be quite a harvest. And I believe that harvest will go all the way into the tribulation. So God is getting ready to do that. Pray for your children. If you taught them about Jesus, they will understand the situation and they will be ready. So this is what I believe will happen in the very near future, because it's already starting to happen. So let this Christmas be a good one for you. Seek the Lord and just ask Him to bless your family. And for those of you who are enjoying these programs, and especially the updates of what's going on in the world, in North America, here in Canada, and in the States, the election and all the stuff. Well, on these stations, I'm not at liberty to explain to you what is going on. They seem to take offense. There are people who are offended by what I am saying. So I'll tell you what we do. There's lots of information on the internet, but we do have a website called you can find us at www.reachingoutministries.com. We've had this website for years, and you can listen to the radio and TV programs on there. Or you can go on YouTube, all you do is reachingoutministries.com. But the problem with that is they do not like conservative ideas, so they are shutting down people who bring forth the truth. It seems like they call it misinformation. Only they, the ones who are in charge of the media, are supposedly bringing forth the truth. Well, I got news for them. In a very short period of time, it'll be all exposed. So you can go to these places, www.reachingoutministries.com or Reaching Out Ministries on YouTube. And if you are on Facebook on Sunday morning, 10:30, you can listen to us live stream on Reaching Out Ministries. That's on Facebook. You have to go click on Reaching Out Ministries. There you can also listen to us live streaming. So we are in some interesting times. And as the Lord will allow it, I will bring you some information that is going to happen in the very near future, because we are heading for an incredible outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, all the evil is exposed. And I believe that's going to come very shortly. So open your heart to this and become a blessing to those around you. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.